Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the acclaimed global speaker series, SoulSpeak. I'm your host and founder of the series, Sheldon Pisnat. And in this session, we're going to be speaking with Marcy Newman about some of my favorite topics. We're going to be talking about forgiveness, self-love, and deep cellular shifting so that we can live our most fulfilled life. Now, here's a little introduction about Marcy and her work before we jump into speaking with her, okay? Marcy is a professional energy healer, integrative intuitive counselor, life coach, certified hypnotherapist, and Reiki master. For over 40-plus years, Marcy's professional journey has been guided by her own teachings of energy healing and transformation with her proprietary process known as heart shifting. She is also the creator of a cutting-edge health and wellness program called Self-Love, spelled C-E-L-L, Self-Love. And we'll be learning more about what that means in just a bit. Marcy helps people all over the world identify and overcome resistance and blocks. She connects on a deep cellular energetic level to help clear health and life issues, connects with their spirit and life purpose, and helps them focus on shifting their hearts, shifting their thoughts, and shifting their lives. Right up my alley. Marcy, so good to have you. I'm excited to talk with you. I know it's going to be
thank
a great
you,
talk.
Sheldon. It is going to be an awesome talk, and thank you so much. It's really my joy and my honor to be here. So, yeah, this is very exciting. I love what you're doing.
Thank you, Marcy. And I love what you're doing as well. I see such a kindred soul in your work. Yes, and you know, I know it's going to be a great masterclass or session when I become familiar, when I see little signs. And you'd think sometimes that I'd get over being amazed by a spirit, you know, feeling that awesome amazement. And I'm just constantly amazed. When I woke up this morning, I was connecting to this deep inward image and feeling, and what was the words that were coming were field of loving.
Wow.
Not something new to me. However, just the just the image and the words behind it, you know, I even put out a newsletter about that to my peeps and shared some information. And then I was just reading one of your blogs, I think your latest blog today, titled Field of Love. So I knew it was going to be a good session, by the way, when I saw that. And, you
isn't
know,
that awesome?
It tends to happen. Yeah. It tends to happen. Yeah, anyway, so here we are. Let's jump right in because you've got so much to share, such a wealth of experience, and I want people to get the most they can out of this. What do you think is the number one reason people have difficulty in moving on with their lives and creating their dreams?
I think it probably 98% of the time is due to the denser energies that are leftover residue from experiences that have left them feeling less than or unlovable or unworthy of love or unvaluable. And the more that energy is fed, it becomes like cement shoes, and they cannot move forward as much as they try until they have an energy shift. That's what heart shifting is all about.
Marcy, can you give me a little example? Forgive me, folks. I've got a little bit of a head cold. There's a cold going around here, and that's why my nose might sound a little stuffed up. What does it mean to keep feeding that? What does that look like? Give me a specific example of how somebody keeps feeding that.
First of all, that's a great question. Okay, because the feeding takes place on many different levels, but it's essentially any time that you buy into that belief system that you're somehow not enough. So how it might show up initially because of a particular experience is the tendency for somebody to beat themselves up. Why didn't I do that? Why didn't I do that? Why didn't I say this? And that starts this whole process where it brings forward an opportunity for that energy to join with other energies that are of a similar vibrational frequency from other experiences that now congeals together. So it becomes the, you might say, the greatest power that's now in control. And these are always associated with the ego that feeds on fear. So any kind of fear and separation that it can produce through experiences, it has, you know, a insatiable appetite for them. So as long as a person continues to feed that energy by not having the conscious awareness of what's really going on, they are actually contributing to self-sabotage. And that's when we see patterns of behavior that are so repetitive, patterns of relationships that are repetitive in nature as well. And the whole notion that life is supposed to be happy and we're supposed to be healthy and feel whole and be fulfilled and prosperous just sort of passes them by.
Wow, that's really powerful. You know, I hadn't heard somebody frame it quite the way you did when you talked about if we perpetuate that, let's say that inner critical voice or self-judgment or whatever it may be, that it attracts other energies from prior experience. Is that?
That's right.
And they congeal
It draws
together.
Them forward. That's right. Because if you're in an experience, for instance, that has similar energy cycles to it again and again and again and again, it creates this landing field within you so that that energy not only now has a place to land within you, but it's also the controlling energy that you're projecting out. So it keeps coming back. It's cyclical and like a boomerang, right? So it keeps coming back. So the more that you feed those experiences, the more that you feed those thoughts and are not in touch with what your heart is trying to tell you and where it's trying to lead you, then it becomes, you know, like a dog chasing its tail. You just go around and around and around in circles until something happens that breaks that cycle. And you can be sure that every opportunity that you need to break that cycle will be given to you. And is that ever painful?
Yes.
It is so painful.
I have to laugh about that. You can be sure that it will show up to assist you
That's
in breaking
right.
that. Can you, you know, and maybe you'll hit on this later, so if you do, that's great. I'm just curious if you might have a specific example of your own life or a client or a past client that, you know, you can share anonymously, just a brief one of that process. A real
oh my
specific.
Goodness. Yeah, so any of the above, my own, somebody else's. We've all experienced this. You know, we've all experienced this. So, you know, what comes to mind is actually a client that I worked with recently who could not understand why she couldn't attract any happiness in her life. So she, of course, wanted to contact, you know, her soulmate. She wanted to find a job she could really dive into. There were so many parts of her life that were out of sync, but her coping mechanism for that unhappiness was that she kept going back to the relationship that she had with this married man. And of course, that's the energy that's going to be prevalent. And what happens is the more that she's unavailable, right? The more unavailable everything else is in her life. So this was a core issue that was so closely tied to what she had programmed in terms of getting comfort and soothing. And it just didn't occur to her how erosive this was, not only to her sense of self, but also to any possibility that she could draw anything else in. So it was quite a revelation for her, you know, when we uncovered this, and it was so clear, because this affair that she had been having was her only source of comfort and soothing that she allowed herself. And in truth, she was punishing herself. So you can see it's quite convoluted in the energy exchange there. And it all came down to the basic issue was that she really didn't see herself as worthy of anything more.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, that really
You're welcome.
Helps me imagine and understand. And it's a great segue to what I wanted to ask you next, which is a big part of your work. Why do you feel that self-love is the key to both happiness and health?
Okay. As you know, and I'm sure that you heard me take that deep breath.
I did.
That's a big question, but it's such an important question, so I really thank you for asking it. So, as you know, and I'm sure most of our listeners know, we are actually energy beings. We are not this physical body. As energy beings, that means that our first language is energy. In order for us to seek out the sources of energy that nurtures and nourishes us in this physical life, it requires, number one, that we know what those are, and number two, the courage to step towards them at all costs. That's what self-love is. And there is so much confusion and misinformation. In fact, I've heard self-love even get this bad rap. You know, it's like, what? You know, it's selfish, it's this, it's that, it's separating. It's none of that. Self-love is really when you are taking the actions that are in alignment with your heart's desires, with how you want to be experiencing this life. And I can guarantee that that is going to require that you step out of your comfort zone, that you step out of the expectations of others, that you step out of sometimes what's considered norm. In other words, it demands that you step into your authentic self. If you're not loving that essence, that core of your being, you will do none of those things. And like a diver, you know, under the water, it's like taking a knife and cutting off your air supply. Self-love is a 24/7 job. It is one that requires that you develop this conscious awareness. As I said, how do I get fed? How do I connect with source and make certain that you get everything that you need? You know, it's my belief that we all have a shared purpose here, and that purpose is very clear. And that is to become the most expansive version of ourselves that is possible. And the reason for that is because the God consciousness or love needs to extend through us in order for it to be fulfilled. So if we're in this place where we are constantly closing ourselves down to everything that nourishes and nurtures us, closing ourselves off from source itself, we can never expand so that love can extend through us. And yet it's the only place where we will find everything we're searching for.
Hmm. Gosh, well said. Wow. That just gives me a feeling of connection right there. Your words just have a way of getting me even more in touch with the divine inside.
Mm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's shift into how forgiveness is linked with self-love.
I actually think that forgiveness is probably the greatest gift of self-love that we gift ourselves. And the reason for that is it's, right? So it is part of that process of loving oneself enough to let go of the energies that are preventing us from expanding, preventing love from extending through us, preventing us from moving forward, preventing us from experiencing everything we're meant to experience. But it also prevents us from moving forward in purpose. That information cannot even get to you if you are filled with this energy that's become dense, associated with the past. And the reason for this is that this source of love, this source of light, is creative life force energy, and it only moves forwards. It has no capability of moving backwards, sideways, it only moves forwards in its creative process. So if you are constantly allowing yourself to be drawn back into energies associated with the past, you cannot be in alignment with the creative process that you've been designed to partner with.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love how you're sharing this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So forgiveness is not something to take lightly. Forgiveness is essential to our happiness, to our health, and to our holiness, to being able to connect on that divine level where we recognize how valuable, how integral we are to the workings of the universe, because we are co-creators. So if we're not in alignment where that energy can be working through us, we feel so separate and so small, and we can't connect with that love that's just waiting to set us free.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I know that you're known as the Heart Shift Coach.
Yeah.
And I know that heart shifting is what you would call a recalibration of energy.
That's right.
However, can you explain to our audience what does that mean?
Okay. So we've touched upon how we are all projecting energy, right? And that energy has a particular vibrational frequency that is, number one, going to attract other energy just like itself to it. But number two, it is limited in its capacity to create, to manifest, and in its potential to expand based on that frequency. So as an example, let's take, for instance, the energy of jealousy. Oh, no, let's go into judgment. That's even a better one, because everybody can really connect with that, right? So the energy of judgment immediately is an energy that separates us. It's us pointing a finger at someone else and immediately conjuring up this whole profile of who they are, what's happening for them. And it's, we think that we stay safe and separate from them. What's really happening without this awareness, this consciousness that I've spoken of, is that we're projecting that energy of judgment upon ourselves, because all energy begins within us. And if we are projecting that energy of judgment, there's only one thing that's going to come back, and that's energy where we are being judged as well on a greater scale, or more opportunities to judge. So it's limited in its capacity to create anything outside of itself, because it can only attract energy just like itself. So it's here where we begin to understand that all these thoughts that have gone wild and this confusion and chaos and everything that we often experience and is so obvious in what we're seeing in the world around us, what that's really evidence of is that very same confusion and chaos and everything that's within us. Now, these thoughts, unfortunately, there's been a lot of teaching that, you know, your thoughts are what create, right? Thoughts are things and create your life, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not entirely true, because there's no such thing as a random thought. Thoughts come from some place. And those thoughts are produced from the vibrational frequency of the heart center. Now, I need to also just sort of add something here, and that is that the inner core, our essence, is never touched. The energy is so pure. It is the energy of the divine within us, and it can never be anything other than what it is. So it is the essence of the energy that has the potential to create everything. But what happens from those experiences, like we were speaking of earlier, and that residue, and this is just my theory, okay? Mm-hmm. But I believe what happens is, because that heart center is the epicenter, that what happens is that, as we know from studying our chakras, that there's an outer layer to that heart. Some people look at it as a protective layer. I see it a little differently. I see it actually as the magnetic layer. And so it's magnetic in that all of that residue from past experiences and all of those false beliefs that were produced because of them congregate around the epicenter, where the divine love and light is accessible to transform these energies. But if that work is not being done, it just hangs out there, waiting its turn. And this is where the congealing takes place. And the energies just keep piling on and piling on and piling on, all of them waving their hands and saying, pick me, pick me, set me free. Uh-huh. And that's what I believe our higher self does when it creates these opportunities for us to see things differently, to shift the way we're looking at things, and, of course, the way we are tending to loving ourselves and letting that energy go. And that's how the heart energy is recalibrated, because the more that we can let the denser energies go, the more that we can infuse them with light, the more we infuse them with love, they dissipate. And they come also right back into the light, because that's their core, their natural frequency as well. And that's how the energy of the heart is recalibrated, and suddenly all the thoughts follow. All the perspectives start to shift. The emotional responses shift. The choices that you make shift. The actions that you take shift. And there you are with this brand new life, because all of the energy that you're projecting is of a higher frequency. Everything that comes back is of the same.
Marcy, I find it so fascinating the way in which you frame this and see these energies in this dynamic interplay. And it's just so interesting to me.
I'm glad.
So I'm curious, what can someone expect when they experience a heart shift, this shifting of energy? What is it, you know, what does it look like? Is there a 7-step process that you go through? No. Is it much more dynamic than that? Maybe you could share a little bit more about it.
It is a reprogramming, so that, number one, you can begin to create this conscious awareness about what's really going on. So part of the heart shifting process is learning how to identify on your own when the ego rises up, when it is sabotaging your happiness, your health, your fulfillment, your prosperity in any way, shape, or form. This is essential. The other part is being willing to let it go, because there's part of the programming that, you know, that whole notion that misery loves company. Well, there's some truth to it. There's truth to that because of the way that we've been programmed. There is no truth to it in terms of your true nature. Your true nature is one of complete expansiveness. And everything that we need has already been designed within us to be constantly expanding. And so we begin to recognize the influence that our families, our societies, our cultures, religions, the media, all of that. And we have to start to discern. Now, discernment is much different from judgment. Judgment is all about pointing that finger out, seeing separation. Discernment is when we sort of taste things and we determine, is this for my highest good? So it's bringing it in. And this is when we start to really become masters at co-creating. So we begin this process of being able to discern, is this taking me in the direction of the life that I want to live, or is it taking me away from it? And we start to learn how to pivot accordingly. And of course, what's essential is what to feed ourselves, so that that becomes an accelerated process. And all of this is the basis. As I said before, the heart energy that's being projected now has an opportunity to recalibrate, and we learn very quickly what is going to feed, to nurture and nourish that to the place where it continues to expand. And then the universe will just lay itself at our feet, because we're finally in alignment with how it rolls.
In alignment with how it rolls. I love that.
That's right.
A very modern way of stating a universal principle. You need to trademark that.
Yeah.
We're in alignment with how we're rolling. Okay. Well, that's beautifully shared.
I'm
Thank
not sure
you,
that I answered your question, but that's what
I get the sense, Marcy, that it's a very individualized process. Is that accurate?
For sure.
When you're working
because
with
we,
clients.
Yeah. Yeah, because we all have a different calibration of the lens that we're looking through based on not only our life experiences, based on the energy frequency of the residue, but it's also based on our willingness to shift. So, for instance, you can have someone who seems to have a pretty, you know, awesome life, right? Things have just been, you know, really coming together, and you think they have it all. But there's something that they're missing, and they feel separate and small and disconnected. And what happens is anytime that we feel separate and small and disconnected, our first reaction is anger. We're so frustrated and angry about that because we know this is not the way it should be. So you have this manifestation of all of that. And then you have another person who just seems to have gotten that short end of the stick, right? Things have never gone right. And they just have one issue after another, and then they come in contact with someone like you or I and will say, well, how about this? And they say, oh my God, yes. And yet that other person who has experienced so much good will say, no, that's just not going to work. So the one thing that I've found, and I've been in this work now for nearly 45 years.
What? That's it?
And the one thing that I have come to honor greatly, and that is free will trumps all things in the universe. The choices that we make are the choices that determine what it is that we experience. And it all starts in that heart center, and that energy vibration, and what it has the capability and the potential of creating.
Wow. Okay. Love it. And I'm at the stage in this interview, in this session, in this masterclass, where I want to experience more. I want to experience your work. I want to experience a heart shift. So maybe you could walk us through one action that we could take in order to activate self-love, forgive, and actually manifest our heartfelt dreams.
Okay. So, as I said, the most important part is in the beginning is, first of all, to be willing to do this. So for you, for myself, for all of our listeners, that's really the first step. And I had mentioned, you know, the fact that this work is 24/7. It's 24/7. This conscious awareness is our most valuable tool. It's what opens up the pathways for us to receive the love that is waiting to guide us, nurture us, and nourish us. Again, we are energy beings. We need to connect to Source. It is our lifeline. The fastest way to develop this awareness is to begin to pay attention to whenever we are withholding love.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
Give
Fire
me an
away.
Example. Okay. Give, yeah. Mm-hmm. Share a real an example for yourself or a recent client.
Okay.
Or a few examples,
rings.
Possibilities.
No, absolutely. Your telephone rings. The ID shows you that it is someone who is just a pain in your butt. They call you way too much. They are always like demanding your attention. You've tried to explain something to them 1,000 times over, yet they keep coming back. In that moment, you have the choice to make. Now, is answering the telephone an act of self-love, or is it an act of self, what should we say, self, sacrifice? In that moment, you need to make that decision. If it is self-sacrifice, you are withholding love from yourself. You've taken the knife out of the sheath and you have cut your oxygen line. If it is self-love and you feel compassion, you look at your watch and you say, you know what, I've got 2 minutes. Let me see if I can help this person through this, but I'm only giving 2 minutes. And you stick to that commitment out of self-love. You are loving yourself in a way that perhaps you haven't loved yourself before. And this is where we start to develop the consciousness, all based on how are we feeling in that moment? Because I can tell you one thing, and that is if sacrifice is ever involved, it is coming from a place of fear. We are never meant to sacrifice ourselves for another. Because when you look at the God consciousness who sees us all as equals and all unified, it would never ask that of us. So we start to see how easily it is to sabotage that connection to source the moment that we start to believe that if we don't do this, mm-hmm. we'll be punished, somebody will think mm-hmm. less of us, that's not how a good person would act. All of those things, that's contrary to truth. So you have to really start to examine. And, you know, Socrates said a life unexamined is a life not worth living. And I truly believe that. But what needs to be examined is how we are feeling at any given moment. So before you answer that phone, is this an act of self-love? Or is this an act of self-sacrifice, sabotage? How will I feel if I answer? How will I feel if I don't? What's based on truth? And I'll tell you, it is really powerful.
Thank you for sharing that example. That really hits home.
Good, because in all of those examples, by the way, love was always present. But you decided how much love you were going to either take in as your lifeline or withhold uh-huh. from yourself. And that's powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, as you shared, in one choice of self-sacrifice is actually choosing fear
that's
rather
right.
than love.
That's right.
That is awesome, Marcy. You're awesome. I appreciate you.
Thanks.
And your work.
I appreciate
you
too.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
are you kidding? It's my greatest joy and my honor. It's a privilege.
Mm-hmm. It is such a privilege. And I would love to help all of our audience who now have gotten to know you over this past 40 minutes or so have a little more information on how they might. I know you're offering a free gift to everybody. Let's start there and then
tell us
what you're working
okay.
on and what's coming next.
Okay. Lots of exciting things. But let me tell you first about this gift bundle that I've put together. And that's the operative word these days, isn't it? Bundle, bundle, bundle. So one of the things that I have found, obviously, in my work with people all around the world, and that this forgiveness issue was a real issue. And the reason it's an issue is because from the time we were little children, we were told, you must forgive, you must forgive, you must forgive. But I don't know about you, but nobody really told me how to do it. So, you know, and I think it adds so much frustration and guilt and shame to people's lives because we really don't know how to do it. So that's sort of become my quest, to teach people how to actually forgive, what that really means. So I put together this bundle because I want people, first of all, to shift even their approach to forgiveness. It's not an obligation. It is a gift. But forgiveness is also your friend, okay? It's there for you. So the first thing that I've put in this bundle is a small ebook that I wrote about the 8 essential keys for self-love. We need to cultivate self-love so that we can enter into this process of forgiveness and accept it as our truth and as our birthright, because it is the road to freedom. I also included a readiness quiz, a forgiveness readiness quiz, and I did that because it's like a GPS. You can put in the address where you want to go. Everybody wants to forgive and be free. But if you don't know the starting place, like the GPS cannot pick up where you are, the roadmap cannot be created. So we have to know where we're starting, where we want to go, and the universe will take care of the rest. I also included forgiveness affirmations. I think they're such a wonderful way to begin to shift that energy in a very quick way. And they're all, you know, really highly calibrated. And if they're taken internally, they will really support the whole shifting process. And then I thought, for anyone who is having issues with forgiveness or goes through a forgiveness process and still has some issues or residual energy and you want to talk with me about it, I'm offering 30 minutes of private time so that I can just help to redirect you, because that's so often the only thing that's needed. How can I help you to see this differently? And that's what I want to do.
Wow, that's an awesome bundle.
Yes, it is.
That's a big bundle. Now, are you sure you want to offer that 30-minute to everybody? We have time for that? Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I set aside time for that because my life is to be in service. And so, you know, we're all in service in many different ways, and I have just found that I can help so many people in, you know, really a very short conversation. And that's what I love to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what I love to do.
I have no doubt that you can.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. And I can tell that, well, as you said, that will come back to you multiplied. And the way you shared that early in the interview, that that, you know, I can't remember exactly what you were sharing, but you were talking about how the energy that's calibrated in the heart, that that it'll come back to you multiplied. I believe actually it was judgment. It was judgment. Mm. That's right. That it will come back to you multiplied, or come back to you just attract more. And isn't that the case with just judgment or love, whatever the energy is, it can come.
You get
back
to choose. That's the power of being a co-creator. You get to choose.
Can't you just choose for me?
Oh, unfortunately not. Yeah, ultimately you would not be happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. Just the way it works.
Just
yeah, and you know, it's like
going to the gym.
Yeah, it's like going to the gym. You need to exercise those muscles and your flexibility so that you can really be a powerful presence.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing with us how to do that.
Yeah,
today.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. And the other thing I wanted to share with our audience is that I have this incredible, awesome contest taking place. And so I invite you to come to Facebook for the Heart Shift Coach or Marcy Newman. It'll take you there. And I am running a contest, a forgiveness quote contest between now and the end of October in celebration of all of the national and international and world and global forgiveness days that are on our calendars. And here's how it works. You're invited to submit an original forgiveness thought or quote every single week. And you have the opportunity, if chosen as the weekly winner, to win one of three prizes. So, for instance, this month, the three prizes are a coaching session with me, a spot on HeartShift Radio, or access to an all-digital forgiveness workshop. Do it at your own pace and really let forgiveness start to work for you. And what's going to happen at the end of October is all of the weekly quotes will be published in a book, both printed and an ebook. And part of those proceeds will go to a not-for-profit organization that supports the cultivation of peace around the world. And that will be voted on by all the winning submissions.
That's wonderful. Sounds beautiful.
It is.
All
and it's so much fun.
All the light and energy to that. Oh, well, I bet.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll have that link. We'll have your link for the free gift bundle right here. People have probably already seen it, in fact. And then, of course, they can go to, as you said, marcynewman.com or probably actually right through that link.
HeartShiftCoach.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then get familiar with the Facebook contest and sounds
that's
great.
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited
and
to see some of your quotes, everybody.
Yeah. And by the way, weekly, all of those winning quotes are actually put on images, and they're broadcast across all of my social media as well as in my newsletter. So you get lots and lots of exposure, and it's just so much fun. We're getting some great, great quotes.
Well,
jump in
I'm
at
noticing
any time.
The time. Yeah, yes. Edward, just I've got to kind of cut us off. Thank you so much for being here and sharing what you've shared today. It's been really uplifting and heartwarming and fascinating and illuminating.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity and my blessings of such great love and light to everyone.
Yes, thank you for that, and I'll receive some of that, and I will share that with all of you folks, too, in the audience. Thank you so much, sending so much light and love to everybody out there for and listening, and we will see you. Please tune in for the next session and for more illumination and shifts and love. Until then.